At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions live right here on a Thursday night. I'm Kevin Walsh with you on Sports Grid. Soto almost made it an easy one. A double with a man on. Doesn't score Verdugo. Okay, fine. But on second, runners on second and third, nobody out. Judge flies out, doesn't even get it deep enough to score Verdugo. Benrise strikeout, Gleyber Torres strikeout, and you do not get any first inning cash on the Soto 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. And then Yandy Diaz just had a leadoff double against Nestor Cortez. Nerfy, Yerfy betters, man. What a start over to that game. Phils are up 2-0. Trey Turner hit a home run in the first inning of this game. He just singled again. So for anyone that remembers, I did had Vladdy in the American League, and I took Trey Turner in the National League. Vladdy's obviously not going to win. Trey Turner almost assuredly not. The Trey Turner one is a little bit frustrating because it's... And this happens all the time. But injuries robbed him from even really being in the race. He's hitting .351, Trey Turner. I mean, Sneaky having a tremendous season. He's also only played 53 games, though. Like, he's a ways away, right, from kind of even being able to qualify for that leaderboard. So, I don't know, just one of those things, man. It, especially with what he's been doing in this series. I think he's 6-for-9 with 2 homers after the first inning. So maybe, what, is he now 7-of-10? He's been 700 in this series. Just a special player, man. And this Phillies team, I think that's one of the things with the Phils. You know, they finally got it going to start the year instead of having to turn it on, make the playoffs, and then make a push. But this is a team that went to a World Series recently. And then we're in the NLCS and miraculously did not cross that finish line against the D-backs. But this is a team that's going to, through the odds, we expect, enter as the top seed in the National League. And we'll see if the bye that has not helped other teams ultimately ends up not helping them, or they're just able to continue to be great. It's going to be really interesting. But the thing for this Philly group is, you know, if they're healthy, Schwarber, Turner, Harper, I mean, Alec Boehm has been all-star level. They could probably add a bat. I mean, JT Realmuto, they expect to come back. That's kind of the thing when you look at these teams. Anyone that's a contender, you always expect additions. But unlike the Yankees, right, where it's like, oh, my gosh, they must do X, they must do Y, the Phillies are just really, really great. You know what I mean? Like, the rotation with Ranger Suarez getting up to another level. You already have Wheeler and Nola. And now, man, that lineup, it's a team that's easy to buy in on, right? Not to slight the Guardians, but when you see that team sat there at 56 wins, it's easy to not believe in Cleveland, right? The market is bought into the Phillies. Rightfully so. Second best odds to win the World Series, as it should be, right? I don't think just from the way the market works, they needed to jump the Dodgers, right? But, man, they're having themselves a heck of a series here. And to talk with us a little bit more about it, let's bring on from SiriusXM Channel 89, that's MLB Network Radio, Chris Jimenez, who you'll be able to hear tomorrow from 2 to 5 Eastern. He'll be live Saturday morning, 10 a.m. as well on MLB Network Radio. Chris, great to get the chance to talk to you a little bit here. And I was just kind of going over this Phillies-Dodgers series. And, look, I know it's a series in July, and this Dodgers staff is nowhere near 100%, but, you know, the Phils are on their way to a sweep, and I think it's pretty impressive.
It's extremely impressive. I mean, Philadelphia, I've been saying this from the beginning of the year till now. I thought all along they were the best and most complete team in Major League Baseball. Obviously, the Dodgers got all the headlines in the offseason, and rightfully so. But if you look at this team last year, I thought they were the best team in the playoffs. Unfortunately, they ended up losing in the NLCS to the Arizona Diamondbacks. And they did nothing but get better this offseason. And I thought from the beginning of the year, they were my prediction to win the World Series this year. I think they are the deepest team and the most complete team as we sit today. We do have to remember the trade deadline is just a few short weeks away. Andrew Friedman and Brandon Gomes have been known to go crazy before. And I think trying to take advantage of as many years of Shohei Ohtani in his prime seems like a good idea if you're the Dodgers. So don't be surprised to see them go big. Just knowing the team they have, knowing the pitching they potentially have coming back at some point. But this Phillies team is extremely impressive. There's no doubt about it.
Well, Chris, tell me this then, because, look, I think we all get invested in our predictions, so I'm sure you hope they make the right move at the deadline. If you were to kind of ideally see a target area for this team, which I think the nice thing is I don't think there's a clear one that jumps off the page, at least to me, where do you think this team should be looking come deadline time?
And you're referring to the Phillies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the keys, I'd love to see them add another starter. I know that's been a huge strength of their team this year, but these are guys that are necessarily spring chickens anymore, have pitched the playoffs the last few years. I do worry a little bit. You know, Zach Wheeler's had a lot of injury history in the past, not so much since he's been in Philadelphia. He's been a top two or three pitcher in Major League Baseball since he signed that contract. Aaron Nola's absolutely another horse that they can utilize. Ranger Suarez, if you look at him, started off about as good as you could possibly do as a starting pitcher and has since come back to earth. I still feel very strongly about him. If you look at Taijuan Walker, that hasn't turned out to be the way it's, you know, hoped to been as this point yet. He's had some good outings. He's had some rough outings. I'd like to see them add pitching. I don't think offensively they can do much, truthfully. They're pretty set from the offensive standpoint, but if you're looking at areas of need, it would be back end of the bullpen and maybe a mid-level starting pitcher would be huge for this team.
I think one of the other thing that, especially when you're competing with the Dodgers, though, to your point about how aggressive they are, sometimes you might just have to make a move to make sure the Dodgers don't end up with Garrett Crochet.
That's absolutely true.
Because this is just who they are. I'm curious what your thoughts are on the season Ohtani is having, because I'd say, you know, for me, I think Yordan Alvarez is incredible, right? But every year we enter a season, I don't really ever expect him to truly get in that race for MVP because he's a DH. I don't see any world Ohtani, unless injury checks in, does not end up winning National League MVP. He's just had that special of a season already.
No doubt. I couldn't agree more, truthfully. And I think that's the most amazing part, right, is everybody wondered what he would be like without the pitching side of things. If he does pitch, he's a surefire MVP for the next however many years because of what he does on both sides of the ball. You know, he's an ace caliber, a Cy Young caliber pitcher. You could throw him in the closer's role. He'd be the best closer in Major League Baseball if they decide to do that. And we've seen what he's done from an offensive standpoint with a numbers-wise. He's so dynamic because not only can he hit for power, he can hit for average. That's something we've seen, you know, him get better and better at each year in the big leagues is his continual knowledge of not only opposing pitchers, but how guys are trying to attack him, maybe some of the weak spots he has on a year-to-year basis. He goes into the offseason in the lab, absolutely formulates a plan to attack that. And I mean, that's how you hit over 300 with 40 plus homers every year. And the cool thing about it is he might end up having 40 or 45 stolen bases this year too. That's what makes him so dynamic on the offensive end.
And that ability for, you know, and look, I have some guys, Chris, that work here with me on the show. They hate how much I bring up wins above replacement, but it matters when you're talking about who's going to win an MVP. Where he makes up the gap for not playing defense is all those stolen bases,
yeah,
right?
You're right.
And it's what makes this guy such a unique player.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals, you're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you. When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat, and boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Chris, if you have some time, I want to ask you to stick around, because if we are going to talk NL MVP, today we saw some movement in the NL Cy Young market because Paul Skeens is seemingly taking over this sport, and it has just been completely remarkable to watch. So we're going to ask Chris to stick around. We're going to come up against the break right here, though, on Sports Grid. We're live with Chris Jimenez from MLB Network Radio. It is a Thursday night. We'll be right back here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back here. It's Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh joined by Chris Jimenez, who's been kind enough to stick around with us, talk a little bit. Again, catch him tomorrow on MLB Network Radio at Sirius XM Channel 89. 2 to 5, and then this weekend, Saturday morning, starting at 10 a.m. Chris, it is a Thursday. It's also Paul Skeens Day because Skeens had the ball today, and it was the best one yet. Seven, not just shutout innings, seven innings of no-hit baseball against a pretty darn good Milwaukee Brewers team. He struck out 11 batters and now all of a sudden has the third-best odds to win National League Cy Young behind only Zach Wheeler and Chris Sale.
I mean, that's just, it's insane to even hear you say that. Yeah, it's not like we didn't or shouldn't have maybe seen this coming, but I just don't think many of us bought into it, right? More so the fact that it wasn't necessarily his talent, because we've seen that on full display. It was more of the fact that how, you know, and you and I were talking about this during the break, how were the Pirates going to use him? Were they going to treat him with kid gloves, just like they did in the minor leagues, and give that organization a ton of credit? Because what they have done is they have let him in and they have unleashed fury on Major League Baseball. They say, you know what, Mr. Skeens, go out there, you do what you do, and we're not going to, you know, we're not going to handcuff you at all. We're going to let you go out there and be yourself. And man, has it been unbelievably fun to watch. You know, not to be out-dueled to Aaron Civale today for the Milwaukee Brewers in his second start. You know, seven innings, just one run, ended up, you know, giving up that one run there, but no hit, seven innings. I mean, it's like this guy's going to have multiple no-hitters in his career. It's the only way to say it.
Well, that's now and I mean, I'm sure there had to have been bets on will he throw a no-hitter this year. I think they do post it every start on will he just throw a no-hitter. The decision to pull him, my read, and I, you know, you would probably know better than me, is if they let him go for the eighth, they had to let him go for the ninth.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's why I think they pulled him, because they're like, look, we can't sign him up for 130 pitches. We just can't do that.
No, you can't do that, especially at this point in his career. And not only that, the Pirates are in this thing. It's not like they're completely out of this wild card race by any way, shape, or form. And when you've got a star-studded, you know, rotation led by Skeens, Jarrett Jones, Mitch Keller, who just came off a fantastic start, you know, you've heard their name in the market for starting pitching, and outfielders, apparently, as Taylor Ward of the Angels has been in communication with them in regards to potentially making a trade there, which would be a big help for that outfield. But you can't take that chance, and you're spot on. If you send him out there for the eighth, he has to go back out there for the ninth and say something crazy happens. It's not worth, you know, the risk is not worth the reward, right? I mean, yes, I would, who wouldn't want to see a no-hitter, and especially from him, his rookie year, and everything that he's done to this point in his career. But trust me, it's not worth it in the long run. I remember a few years ago, Clayton Kershaw, his first start of the year in Minnesota, had a perfect game going in the seventh inning, and they took him out. Yep. And it was like, I think you and I had a better chance of throwing a no-hitter today than maybe Paul Skeens did at that point in time in his career. Same thing we could have said about Clayton Kershaw, you know, back in Minnesota.
You know what's so funny, I will say, so just so I don't come up, in that moment, I thought they should have kept Clayton out there, only because they're like, oh, he could get hurt. And I, not to be like dark cloud, but it's Kershaw. He's going to get hurt anyway.
That's
no disrespect.
True. That's fair. Honestly, no. Hall of Famer. Not at all. Yes. And I think you're absolutely right. And you can make that argument, you know, all day. I think where the Dodgers were as an organization at that time in particular, you can't afford to lose a guy that early on in spring or in the season, right? I mean, they needed those 120 innings out of him. And it ultimately, you know, it ended up not really mattering because they didn't win the World Series that year regardless. Mm-hmm. I think if you look at a benefit to what he's got potentially this year, you know, they had to set him down just a little bit. He had a little flare up, but everything seems to be kind of on track from now on. Now you're going to get a healthy Clayton Kershaw for August, September. You know, we saw what happened with this team when it was that 2-month shortened season of 2020. You get a healthy Kershaw, who's still a very good pitcher, that could be a huge addition to that team, just in it's an internal addition in its own right.
You know, so you actually hit on something that I was thinking about today. And there, again, what an interesting situation. But I think there is an argument that their entire postseason rotation is injured right now with Glasnow, Yamamoto, Buehler, and Kershaw on the shelf. But sometimes in sports, we get too comfortable saying, hey, just wait for them to get healthy. And we don't think about, hey, they're not healthy.
Yeah.
At what point do you need to see that rotation in full action to actually be confident in what they'll look like in October baseball?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic question, first and foremost. And you can throw the Astros into that scenario, too. You know, I mean, I know they got off to a rough start. They have an entire all-star rotation right now on the injured list. But I would imagine you'd want to see them, and I'm sure Doc's thinking the same thing. You've got to see them at least mid to late August. You can't get those guys back in September and really get a true feel or expect them to come out and be the names that are on the back of their jersey, right? You can't expect Clayton Kershaw to not have a hiccup here and there. It's just baseball. That's what it is, right? So I would imagine 4, maybe 5 starts would be a pretty good sum of numbers, at least a data point that you could figure out, hey, this is pretty much what we're going to get out of this guy right now. Knowing maybe you have a little bit more upside with guys like Walker Buehler, right? Like maybe like Clayton Kershaw as well. We know what Tyler Glasnow is capable of doing. He's Cy Young caliber pitcher at any point in time he steps on the field. Same thing with Yamamoto for that matter. I do think if you're looking at a positive note on the Dodgers side of things, Yamamoto, after a, you know, I wouldn't call it a rough first, you know, couple of starts, maybe shaky, just trying to get, you know, in the rhythm. Yeah. I don't think going to Korea helped it much in that regard either, but they got him going on the right track. He is some kind of nasty. He's going to win a Cy Young at some point too. But if you get those guys healthy on the field for 5, 4, 5, 6 starts, if you can, all in a group, I mean, that's when it's like, okay, I'm really, really getting excited for the Dodgers.
It's, again, they're fascinating because when you look at the names, you go, oh, it's the best rotation.
Yep.
But it has to materialize at some point. Chris, really appreciate the time. Again, tomorrow, 2 to 5 on SiriusXM Channel 89. And I am sure we will talk again during this baseball season.
Absolutely. Anytime you guys need me, you give me a holler.
All right, we will do that again. That's Chris Jimenez. Catch him tomorrow, MLB Network Radio, SiriusXM Channel 89. Be on there from 2 to 5 tomorrow and also on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Eastern.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
So make sure you are up and early with Chris there. We come back. Team USA, how impressive was it? We'll talk about it on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live with you right here on SportsGrid. Kevin Walsh, live on a Thursday night. We do have, look, for any of the Connor Wong RBI bettors out there, eyes up. If Rafael Devers could work a walk, we're going to be in a good situation. That's what we're rooting on here now. We have 2-0 Phils, 1-0 Cubs. Well, let's check on the Justin Steele strikeouts just to give people an update there. 3 innings, 35 pitches, 2 Ks. Not bad. Not bad for the under 5.5. Soto should be up next inning. He'll be up next inning. Is he going to lead off or is he going to bat second? He'll bat second next inning there too. So we'll be in the mix with a couple of situations here on this baseball board. But I do want to talk a little Team USA. And I want to just start with something big picture because I've been tweeting about it. And I just kind of want to explain it in case it sounds weird to people. But I refer to this basketball team as the greatest team ever assembled just a few days ago. And while some of that is just modern basketball, right? Like, I don't really know how people want to handle a time machine of understanding the value of threes if you put the dream team against a modern team. But, so I will always lean towards a 2024 basketball team versus a 1992 basketball team. But Kawhi Leonard, whether he was told to leave, dropped out on his own, or forced to leave by the Clippers, no longer being on this roster, is a massive hit to the legacy of this roster, to the all-time greatness of this roster. I know that, and again, people will probably hear that and be like, whoa. How is Kevin talking about the greatness of Kawhi Leonard, who constantly tells us, don't bet these Clippers' futures? These things are separate. Again, Kawhi's ability to stay healthy during a regular season into a postseason is just, it's obvious what it is. But I'm also aware why people keep buying in, because injuries turned off Kawhi is still a force of nature. And my thought with Kawhi on Team USA is you could kind of do that, right? That Kawhi was going to be able to play 15, 20 minutes, and be a force of nature. Kawhi Leonard is arguably a top 30 player of all time. When you look at multi-time finals MVP winners, there are very few in league history. I believe that final total is 11. Kawhi is one of them. It's not just when you look at the photo of the roster now. It's when you look at the photo 20 years from now. And when you see multi-time finals MVP, future Hall of Famer, Kawhi Leonard, that jumps off the page a lot more than Derek White, who is a very good basketball player, who was great for the Celtics, and many people would probably say, what, their fifth best player? Derek White is really good. He's not one of the 30 best guys in the NBA. So you trade someone who is possibly a top 30 all-time guy, who, turn injuries off at his peak, is still top 10, but you can't do that, and you now replace him with Derek White, it damages things. It does. And it's a shame. And now that Derek White's here, we are looking at this very bizarre situation where there are three Boston Celtics on the roster, and none of them are the guy that won Finals MVP. And he's seemingly pissed about it. Just stuff that away. That little situation, when we're talking about why the Celtics won't repeat, just stuff that away. But despite Kawhi not being there and Kevin Durant, who will start for this team, not being available, they beat the second favorites by 14 in a game that Canada opened on an 11-1 run. Again, I get it's an exhibition. The USA started that game as about as poorly as humanly possible and still covered numbers, missing a starter, 24 hours removed from losing Kawhi, and still clearly got the job done against Canada. Because they are clearly the best team in the world and should roll the gold. We'll be right back here. Game Time Decisions, Dave Sharapan around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're live on Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh, let's get him right in here. Dave Sharapan. Consig, it's great to see you.
Always
now,
is.
I will admit, I probably have put Dave slightly on edge due to my tone during the break. I'll explain.
Please do.
But first, I ask you to explain your garb, your getup.
It's
why?
The Phillies. It's the Phillies. They're right. Going to sweep the Dodgers. I've worn Tuesday. I wore the Phillies stuff. Yesterday, I wore the Phillies stuff. Today, I'm wearing the Phillies stuff. This is the red jersey,
right,
and the blue hat mix. Sammy told me, you know, what I could not wear. And I said, okay. And he was going to go, well, how about Sixers? How about red, white, and blue for the USA Olympic team? I mean, I have breaking news for you, too. People saw our conversation. There's going to be a national story written with that clip of you laying four with the new team against a dream team.
Yep.
Try not to upset your dad. People loved it. Yeah, it's coming out. I'll let you know.
I have some updated thoughts that I just got into about that, too, that I'll tell you on that. Now, the reason that I am disappointed in the Phillies gear does confirm that I then shouldn't have called you today.
Why?
Because that means you probably aren't aware of what happened. Now, you're aware of half the story.
What happened?
Probably not the full story.
What happened?
Philadelphia, of course, plays in Pennsylvania. Paul Skeens of the Pittsburgh Pirates today, Dave.
Yeah.
7 innings, no hits, 11 Ks, 1.9 ERA. Oh, he had it right there by his side. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, he was more ready than I ever could imagine. Now, Dave, did you see the number, or do you need me to tell you the number?
Did I see the number? This thing is not going to stick, Kevin. I can't wear it. But I had it. I wore this all day.
All right. It's there.
I slept in the Pirates stuff. I went to bed to Skeens Day today. I didn't want to belabor the point. But did I see the numbers? I was doing the BVB. It was the most distracted BVB I've ever done today. Because he had a no-hitter going. And I had the mustache on. I kept changing the hats. Are you kidding me? I mean, I got every Pirate hat. I changed them every inning. Every single inning today.
Yep.
I wanted him to come out so bad, Kevin. I wanted him to come out for the eighth. I mean, he cruised in the seventh. He threw five pitches, K-Dub. I mean, if you're in the dugout with me and I look over and go, K-Dub, we got to let this kid go back out there, right? I mean, it's 93, but like, I know the All-Star game's next week, and they're going to ask him to start the All-Star game. Wheeler's down. It's coming. I mean, you say, Dave, we send him back out, right? Like, I mean, he got to go back out for the eighth. No?
So, I actually think no.
Only I'm good
because,
with it, too.
Yeah. Because
it's a fan
you put him out for the eighth,
he's
and gotta he gets
pitch
three
tonight.
Outs.
He's got to pitch tonight.
Correct. And here's the thing. Like, Gerrit Cole has to strangle people to get to 120 pitches. Okay? The Skeens getting to a buck 30 in July is just not what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But, Dave.
Don't make sense, please.
The number.
Don't make sense.
The number. See, now, I think the appropriate thing is to just take people back. Because Dave is, as a part of this, wow, that's a nice one. The white one's nice. Dave's obviously a big part of this journey as well. And this journey began at 201.
Damn right it did.
This journey began at 201.
Nobody believed it.
And then they went down to eventually they went down to 100.
Yeah.
We said, all right, not enough.
Yeah.
They went down to 75.
Like,
hey, sure.
Maybe.
Sure, Mitch Keller. Monday, we were here with the people. It was 50.
50.
I said, guys, listen, the 200 crowd, we've done our job, but we have a new job. We have a job to win this bet. And if you're not with us at 200, be with us at 50. Be with us at 50. Well, if you want to be with us now, you got to be with us at 12-1, Dave. Come on. Oh, come on.
12? 12?
12. Third best odds.
Oh, my.
Third best odds. They stopped messing around. Sorry,
wow.
Chris Sanchez. We had to move that number a little bit, brother.
Better go get some of that Philly money. Better go get some of them other Phillies that are just lurking. I mean, we're going to have to go get
Ranger,
the Philly money.
14?
Somebody's
got
to offset this thing. If Skeens actually wins it, they're going to go. You
Logan
remember?
Webb? 22?
Remember when K-Dub was talking about this with Sharapan? Do you remember? None of you listened. You wouldn't listen to none of them. Forget about the rookie of the year. What are we going to do with that?
I mean,
we'll put that one up on the mantelpiece.
550. Honestly, might be light. 550 might be light.
It ain't enough.
Parlay piece. I don't know.
Put that in everything.
I mean.
Put it, like Carver says, put it with the golf. Put it with the Skeens ROI. Come on.
Okay, quick side. Leesy.
What'd he do?
This guy Leesy is tweeting out, all right, now we're – he yesterday laid 11.5 with Team USA against Canada as leg one of a 5-leg parlay, and the rest of the legs are to win the Big Ten, to win the SEC. It's like,
hard
part's done. The rest of them are 19-1. He's the best. He's the best. I don't care.
He wins
what
a half a
says,
million,
man.
By the way, if that one comes in. That's about a half a mil.
Yeah. And I tell
stuck
you,
with
and
the
tell
LSU
what, you know,
again. I saw that
I'll
he did
this,
the LSU.
He'll be at work the next day.
Well, of course he will. Yeah.
Like, he's, you know, you won't see him on an island. He'll be at the gym. He'll be.
You know the other.
Here's my. Here. Here's the thing with Skeens, though, right? Let's try and just erase the, oh my goodness, of this all, right? The guys in front of him are each plus 135.
Yep.
So we've been talking about this, and this was not supposed to be the case. We bet the 201 just so we could beat the number.
Correct.
How realistic do we feel that Paul Skeens winning NL Cy Young is right now?
Third choice. Behind who?
That's where he is.
Behind
Sale,
who?
Wheeler.
Wow. I mean, what if those guys get hurt? And he doesn't. Wheeler's already got back issues.
Really,
they're not starting
one.
Him before the All-Star game. They're skipping a start this weekend. What if one of them, what if one or both get hurt? And it defaults them, and he keeps going out and throwing 6-plus and going over his K-prop for the people every time. The Pirates win. Somehow they sweated that eighth inning. with the reliever. That was tough. Oh, please, come on, get him another dub. I mean, the numbers are just the numbers, but like, I think it's getting caught up. I mean, I'm getting calls and stuff from national writers and different things, and you know, to talk about it. I don't remember anything in recent history like this. This feels like when I was a little kid and Fernando Valenzuela was one of those, like, you have to see him pitch. You have to see this stuff. Yeah, Strasburg. I mean, that was fun. But, I mean, it was a national. So it was not, come on. Sammy, calm down. It was good.
You remember the other thing I said to you when I was talking about really moving this number, what we needed to see? And I meant it. Some passing tweets. They've been coming. And another one came today.
Yeah.
From Jeff Passan of ESPN. Paul Skeens, final first half numbers. 66.1 innings, 48 hits, 13 walks, 89 strikeouts. Remember when the first Paul Skeens bet I placed was under 104.5 Ks?
Yeah, because he followed was only going to go under 5 innings.
No, everyone lied about that. That's okay. And the last line's the important line. The best pitcher in MLB since his debut, May 11th. Right there. It's right there. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back right here, Game Time Decisions. Where do we need to be? I'll give you this one, Dave.
Yep.
And our crew in the back can ponder this as well, but I had someone reach out to me today and ask me, what will Skeens' price to be to win the NL Cy Young next year, and will he be the favorite? Now, I can give you my answer because, you know, I obviously had a bounce to think on it. But my mind went to plus 600. It's either him or Strider. I'm not familiar enough with, like, the injury stuff, but Strider was plus 390 preseason. Next closest number was 9.
Right.
So I think depending on the – like, I could easily see Strider at 5. I could see him at 750. But I said Paul Skeens 600. And
do we know? Do we know if Strider is going to be back next year healthy? Like, are we going to see him before we
see
him?
Can we say yes?
Okay.
Can we say yes for this exercise? Let's just say yes, though. Okay. Everything works great. Let's just say yes.
Okay. Well, it's one of the guys that wins this year is going to be near the top. I don't know if I'm ready to put him below, you know, in the single digits. I might start him at 10, 12, somewhere in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, and see where we go. Yeah. I mean, well, if he wins it, that's a different story. If he wins it this year, that's one of those ones that leaves a mark. And we got to stow. You know what? That ain't going to happen again. We'll start him at 6 or 8 because they're going to bet him. Not because we think that he's going to win. We just need to know at the beginning if they're going to bet him or not. So if he gets through the rest of the season healthy, finishes in the top 3 in votes, but doesn't win it, I'd say 12 or 10 to start, you know, fourth choice, depending on how this all works out. I mean, Sale's not going anywhere. Wheeler's not going anywhere. Ranger Suarez is not going to be lower than him because of the name. And, I mean, his name alone and what he's doing, you got to make him close to. I don't have a problem with your number. It might be a little bit low. I mean, I might say 8. We could try it and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you saw my little aha moment.
Oh.
I have a comparison for you.
Okay.
Victor Wembanyama, I don't know if you saw this. Defensive player of the year, finished 2nd in his rookie season.
Yep.
Did you see the price for Vic to win defensive player of the year this coming season?
I love when you shorten a guy's names like you got him in your phone. When, you know, Vic, you and Vic, just shoot him a text every once in a while, see if he can come on the show. I love it.
Someone's got it.
Listen, the strength of me doing this show is sometimes you point out things to me that I don't see, especially when I'm running around and stuff with the kids. But didn't you tell me this started at minus 250? Didn't the bookmaker, odds maker say, like, hey, just to hell with this. We ain't taking no more money on this. Let them bet everybody else. right? Was it minus 250 or minus 300?
Minus 250.
Come on, bro. Wow.
Now, there's a lot of... Now, I just made this very complicated because we're in the middle of a Skeens thing and now we're doing the Wemby thing.
I'm good.
I've constantly forgot to do the Wemby thing here.
That's okay.
I'm worried about me keeping up because of how obsessed I am with both topics. But my point is, that Wemby number says, from the books, we know he wins it if he's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
You all want to bet him.
Yep.
You're betting him. If we put plus 100, you see a plus, you're all going to bet it. Yep. We're not doing that.
Nope.
We probably can't hold you off at minus 130.
Nope.
So guess what? Here's minus 250. I believe it was, I hope I'm right, John Ewing, BetMGM. I believe it was maybe Ewing.
Yep.
Said that this is the strongest favorite for a preseason NBA award since 03. Again, the whole thing is, but basically, they're not basically saying, hey, minus 250, the kid stays healthy, right?
No. That's minus 250. That's a stop sign. I told you before, that's what I call the FU price in the book. You want to bet it, FU, go ahead. Bet it. Lay it.
Right.
Because we're good taking bets on anybody and everybody else. That's what that's telling you. And we're going to get you at the beginning.
Right.
Because, I mean, what could possibly happen in the beginning of the season that could make those odds get worse? Like, what's he going to do? Start and not get some blocks? Like, what's going to happen to go, oh, you know what? We may have been a little bit much with that minus 250. Go back to
That's
even
fair.
Money, see if we can get some bets.
It's the Aja stuff, right?
Yes. Yes.
I'm like, yeah, this number's a little high. They're like, yeah, so what? It's minus 1,400 on Aja now. You know what I mean?
Oh.
So, but just to pull the comparison back to Skeens, right? Maybe the real number's 15, maybe the hey I'm confident it's 12, but what we're maybe seeing is, yeah, he's the biggest star in the market, he might be the most talented of the bunch anyway.
Yeah,
he's the favorite. He's not gonna be minus 105.
No,
but
no.
I think it's him or Strider. I really do. And there, by the way, because look, you know we got a great baseball crew here. They say Strider's middle of the year next year, so.
Ooh.
That kind of takes him out, if that's the case. If that's the case.
Wow. I mean, this is a Pittsburgh Pirate we're talking about. This is very exciting. Uh-huh. This is very, very exciting. I heard from people today that I haven't heard from since college. They're like, Dave, please tell me you're watching Strider. Tell me I'm watching Strider. I almost went
what
to Milwaukee. I almost went to Milwaukee yesterday. I couldn't miss this, and I didn't know how to text Sam and say, hey, I can't do the show because I'm in Milwaukee watching Skeens. Would have been a problem. I didn't want to get in any trouble. But
you would have had to do the live.
Going to sleep the night before his starts is fun. The fact that we're even talking about this on July 11th, the season before, is more fun. It's a real possibility he's top three. Odds on favorite, man. I'm going to have to start growing the stash back, like for real, not the fake one.
Like you, but again, he might win this thing this year.
Oh.
Let's be very clear. The market now is telling you he might win it this year.
Yes, sir.
And at that point, then here's the real question. Over under half an MVP in Paul Skeens' career. Just think on that. We'll be right back. It's Game Time Decisions. We're live on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here on SportsGrid. I want to do something quick.
Yep.
We discussed during the break. We said maybe plus 500. Over half an MVP for Skeens. We might go like 8-1 to that way the bad guys are playing like minus 2,000 for the no. So we move some things around. I want to throw one more baseball thing at you, and then I got the Team USA stuff. If we can show Dave the series probables and series price for Yankees Orioles. It starts tomorrow. Soto did hit a home run, so that's the 1.5 hits runs RBI. Steele is at 3 Ks through 5, but it's a low pitch count, so we're not home through on anything like that yet. But if you look at the series probables, Dave, the Yankees are throwing Cole, Keel, and Rodon.
Okay.
Which, in theory, is what you want. They're in Baltimore.
Right.
So, in Baltimore, you know, obviously, these are, they're kind of always up, but they're not, like, the most common things that people bet on. But you can bet on the three-game set these teams are about to play. When you look at those probables and that price, what jumps out to you?
When you said the Yankee starters, I said, all right, they're going to come with a small favorite because they're 2 or 3, right? Win-win, lose is the way that looks on paper. I don't know. The way the Yankees are playing, I think I make it pick them. Let them bet it. I'm good with the price to what it is, but I got guys that would take that plus 110 in a heartbeat.
I agree.
And, again, that's not even a play on Baltimore. It's more a play against the Yankees right now. They're kind of limping into this whole break thing, and there's just a lot of talk. What are they going to do? I don't even know what they're going to go get, if they're going to go get anybody. Just get healthy. Who knows? Fix the pitching. There's not one thing I think they can go get that's going to go, oh, yep, make them a top again, make them the odds on favorite for everything. Stop it, please.
Yeah, no, I know.
He's in the perfect spot.
I know.
He's not coming back. He's not leaving.
He's not leaving. I'm saying if they can get Ohtani, who also can pitch, maybe that'll fix the whole thing.
He's not pitching.
I agree with you, though, by the way.
No more.
I think that number welcomes Orioles bets.
Yep.
Which I think is a little surprising, unless you just, you know, Yankee bias, da da da. Maybe so. You mentioned the Team USA, greatest team of all time.
Oh, yes.
I just want to say this, and I know for some people this is going to sound silly, but the Kawhi stuff really hurts the legacy of the roster.
Uh-huh.
Kawhi is one of 11 multi-time finals MVP winners.
Wow.
You replace him with a guy like Derek White, who, look, he's a really good ball player, Dave.
Yeah.
He's not making a Hall of Fame. That's not an all-time great.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have 3 Celtics on this roster, and none of them are the guy that won Finals MVP.
Ironic.
It's a ding. The Kawhi stuff is a ding.
Why is Jaylen not on the team?
He's tweeting out about Nike. I don't know all the inner workings. I'll tell you this right now. I say it's something we keep in the back pocket when we're talking about why Boston won't repeat.
Oh.
Because Jaylen Brown complaining publicly about not getting the spot when the spot went to Derek White, who's on his team. Jaylen Brown, who has had prior public frustrations about how Boston has treated him. I'm just saying, when you're trying to repeat, you don't need bumps. They just got one. And people can keep lying to themselves, okay? People can act like Jason Tatum preferred Jaylen Brown to win Finals MVP, which isn't true, okay? But it's a bump. They didn't need it and just got forced on their plate. Now, here's the other thing I'll say, though, Dave.
Yes.
The fact that they spotted Canada a 10-point early lead, no Durant, no Kawhi, and covered, that's bad. If the books need not USA, that was a bad look. Because
they're going to win every game by double digits. I mean, it's not like if they're going to play defense like that, just bet USA and under.
Yep.
Put it together. I mean, it's very simple.
The under's a good point, though. Man,
they're not going to. The other teams aren't going to score.
No, it's a great point, though. It's a great, great point. I don't think you get so excited about what that team can be offensively. That's why, again, like, people were worried about defense. It's like, man, I don't really know what the heck you guys are talking about, quite frankly. Yeah. That total was 203.5. 203.5. Dave is going to be live with you tonight. Make sure you kick it with him on In-Game Live. And Joe Ranieri, do not forget to get some Braves money line in the mix as well. Let's get that Connor Wong RBI home. I will see you Saturday.